Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you, and welcome to Sword of the Spirit Ministries. And we are here on Blog Talk Radio 3 days out of the week at 10 o'clock Central Time. I would like to welcome all our guests from around the world. I'd like to say God bless you, and we love you all in the love of the Lord. And Brother Barney will be sharing the true word of God. Amen. So we are going to open up service, but while we are doing that, please get your Bibles, your pencils, get that whole pot of coffee percolated, and sit back, relax, don't go nowhere as usual, and we will be right back. Amen, and God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless everybody for coming in. I would like to say and welcome everybody from around the world and the ones that are just dialing in now. God bless you. Tonight we have a wonderful blessed word from the Lord. Amen. And our brother Bonnie from New Mexico is going to be sharing with us this evening. But let us open up service and then we will return it back to Barney. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And Father God, I come before you, Father, humbly, Lord, at your throne and at your grace, Lord. And Father, before I even pray this prayer, Father, I pray for forgiveness, Lord, if I've said anything, Lord, or have done anything that was not pleasing to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, tonight I pray a special anointing to be upon the word, Lord, that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight, Father God, that, Lord, that you will put your hand upon this ministry tonight, Father God, and, Lord, that you will lead it and guide it, Father God, and may it be blessed by your hands in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight, Lord, that you will lead and guide the word, Father. As we thank you, Lord, for the word, Father, that we are about to receive, may your word, Father God, plant the seed of good fruit, Lord, that we may bear good fruit, and as it becomes a light unto our feet to lead us and guide us and show us the way in the name of Jesus. Tonight, Father, I pray also, Lord, that we will be used as your vessel and as your tool, Father God. You are the true teacher and the true pastor in this life. We love you, Father. We'll always praise you and honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, and so be it. Praise God. Well, I'm going to turn it back to Brother Barney. God bless you, Barney. Take it over. Amen.
Amen. Glory goes to God. All you guys that are watching and listening on live stream, I don't know if you could hear the Blog Talk Radio, but that's the number I have on the screen. If you want to join us on Blog Talk Radio, it's 646-668-2383. Glory goes to God. And we are live on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce our denomination to everybody. We are non-denominational. We believe in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to die for our sins on the cross. And we also believe that he is risen and he's alive and doing very well, praise his holy name. And he's coming back one day at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet. We believe you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. We believe in all the Old Testament and the New Testament and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are also not affiliated with any other radio or prayer line. Amen. Glory goes to God. Tonight we're going to share what it is, what it means to be born again. Amen. So get your Bibles and your pencils and papers ready, and you can write down some of these scriptures as we study them tonight. Amen. And the best place to understand what it means to be born again is in John chapter 3, where I'm going to be reading of, and I'm going to read out of the King James Version for the most part, and there is also, I'm going to read from the English Standard Translation, amen, just to make it easier for our listeners. Glory goes to God, and thank you all for joining us and calling in and listening to Blog Talk Radio, Sword of the Spirit. Glory goes to God. John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise and honor and glory. Lord, we come to your throne of mercy and grace by the blood of the Lamb, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And Father God, we come to your presence not empty-handed, but we offer you praises, honor, and glory. Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes and our ears and prepare our hearts that we may receive your word. And Father God, I pray that your word would be planted in our heart and grow fruit that will be holy, pleasing, acceptable unto you, and that you would be glorified. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we honor you and we praise you. Amen and amen. John chapter 3 tells us, there was a man of the Pharisees. He is a Pharisee, and his name is Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. So he recognized Jesus Christ as a teacher that comes from God. But Jesus is more than a teacher. He's the Son of God. For no man can do these miracles that you do us except God be with him. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. That's a very important scripture, because except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So this is what we want to find out, what it is to be born again. Amen. Glory goes to God. A person could be many religions and many denominations and call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. Religious, non-religious, and whatever you want to label yourself, it doesn't matter. What really matters is this, what Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 3. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is of old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now Nicodemus was thinking of a carnal mind, because he, of course, was not born again. So he did not understand the scripture. In verse 5, Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is of spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it comes from, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Amen. But Jesus is saying, just because he doesn't understand how the kingdom of God works, doesn't mean that a person cannot be born again. And that's the purpose why Jesus sends us the Holy Spirit and his word, and why God sends his son. Amen. Verse 10. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? In other words, he's a Pharisee, a ruler, and he reads the scriptures and he doesn't understand what Jesus is saying. Verse 11, verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. So in other words, Jesus is saying, I'm telling you what I know and what I seen, but you do not understand. Verse 12. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Amen. So what Jesus is saying, I am telling you in your own language, according to your state of mind, the carnal mind that you have, that you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you in carnal words so you could understand spiritual things. But if you don't believe me, how would you understand spiritual matter? Amen. And this is why a person has to be born again. Verse 13. And no man had ascended up unto heaven, but he that comes down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Amen. He's speaking of himself, Jesus Christ. And as Moses lift up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. In other words, when the Israelites came out of Egypt and rebelled against God, and the snakes ate them in the desert, bit them in the desert, and a lot of them died of snake poison. But for Moses to take a snake, lift him up, and put him on a tree. And when they passed by and looked at the snake, even if they was bitten by a snake, they would not die. And this is what Jesus is saying. As the snake was lifted up in the desert, in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. The world through Jesus Christ might be saved for those that believe. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. Glory goes to God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, And men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Amen. By nature, humans have a natural, sinful nature. And because of that, they do not want to come into the lights, and their deeds are evil. But what it says here in verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. In other words, it calls for repentance. Verse 21, but he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are right in God. Amen. So when you come to God, you come with a heart of repentance, a change of mind, repentance towards God, and you come into the light, and the deeds are manifested in a person, and if the person is right standing with God and truly means it with all their heart, then God really means it as well. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is talking to Nicodemus, Nicodemus is a prominent Pharisee and a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling body of the Jews. Nicodemus had come to Jesus at night with some questions. John 3:3-7, as Jesus talked with Nicodemus, excuse me, he said, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus said, surely he cannot enter the second time into his mother's womb. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and of spirit. Flesh is born of flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. Amen. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. Amen. The phrase, now, to learn what it means to be born again, the phrase born again literally means born from above. Nicodemus had a real need. He needed to be changed, a change of his heart, a spiritual transformation. He needed the new birth. Being born again is an act of God whereby eternal life is imparted to the person who believes. Amen. So you have to be a believer. And to be born again means literally to be born from above. The word born again in the Strong Concordance is number G507, and it's pronounced anothen. A-N-O-T-H-E-N, anothen, and it's number G507 in the Strong's Concordance. And we're going to scroll down here and see what the meaning is. The King James Translation Strong's number 509 in the following matter from above means from above, from top, again, the first, from the beginning, and from above, from a higher place, of things which come from heaven or God, from the first, from the beginning, from every first, anew, over again. Amen. And that's what it means to be born again, to be born from above. Born again means to be born from above. What does that mean? How do we apply this to us? Because Jesus told us, that which is flesh is born of flesh, but that that is born of spirit is born of spirit. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. If, in other words, I'm going to change the word here. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in the Spirit, if any man belongs to God, if any man is born again, he is a new creature. Amen? Because he's born again. All things are passed away. behold, all things become new. Amen. We're new creatures in Christ when we're born again. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saves us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's nothing that we could do to be born again. Well, how do we be born again? It tells us right here, it is not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, according to God's mercy through Jesus Christ, he saves us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. It's the power of the Holy Spirit and the works of Jesus Christ. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 1, 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And thanks be to God for his abundance and mercy and his grace because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We also have the gift of eternal life through the power of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said after he was resurrected, he has to go to the Father that he may send us the Holy Spirit that we may also have eternal life. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, verse 29. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteous is born of him. Amen. Now, this is not what makes us born again. This is the result of being born again. What 1 John chapter 2, verse 29 tells us, as a result of being born again, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteous is born of him, and that's a result of being born again. Amen. Then that person that was in darkness and his deeds are evil, when they come to Jesus Christ and to the light, this is the result of repentance and turning to God, and God's will and God's Holy Spirit dwells in that person. This is what it means as a result. If you know that he, Jesus Christ, is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteous is born of God. Amen. Pretty simple. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning. And I'm going to repeat this. Amen. No one that is born of God makes a practice of sinning. For God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. Amen. As a result, well, let's put it like this. The person that is not born again and still in darkness and does not come into the light is not converted, and they continue in the same sin over and over and over. But a person that is born again, born from above through the power of the Holy Spirit, look what it says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. No one born of God, that means if you are born of God, no one born of God makes a practice of sinning. Sinning the same sin over and over should not be a way of life for a born-again believer. For God's seed abides in him. Amen. God's word, God's seed, Jesus Christ, abides in him. And he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. Amen. Glory goes to God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. In other words, if you say you know God, you have to have the love of God and the love for a true brother and a true sister that are born again. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 4, overcoming the world. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. Amen. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. Amen. And I'm going to repeat this. What it says is, everyone who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whosoever has been born of him. Amen. So if you love God and you're born again, you also love the born again brother and sister. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. Amen. How do we know? This is a test question, a question mark that we need to apply to us and examine ourselves on a daily basis. What do you mean? Yes, let's read it again. 1 John chapter 5, verse 2 says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. Amen? This is how we know that we have love for one another and we have the love of God if we obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Amen. Glory goes to God. And this goes with the verses, I don't have it here, but those who overcome, they're the ones that would enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who endure till the end. Those who overcome. Well, who are those that will overcome? Amen. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Amen. Our faith. It's through our faith. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, 18. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him. Amen. And the evil one does not touch him. So in other words, if you are a born again, a child of God, the evil one will not touch him because that belongs to God. That's God's property. You are a child of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Amen. To all that received Jesus Christ and believed in his name, God gave us the right to be called children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. When you become a born again, you are born of the will of God. Amen. Glory goes to God. Being born again also means becoming children of God through Jesus Christ, of course. Amen. Now the question comes, why does a person need to be born again? The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, He made alive who were dead in trespass and sins. Amen. God made us alive unto himself through the power of his Holy Spirit, through his Son, Jesus Christ, as we were dead in our sins, in our trespass. And I'm going to read it again. It says, and you he made alive who were dead in your trespass and sins. Amen. And thank you, Father God, for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And you he had quickened. This is from the King James Version. And you he had quickened who were dead in trespass and sins. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, to the Romans, Paul wrote, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Sinners are spiritually dead. Amen. Those who are not born again, are not born from above, are not children of God, are actually sinners separated from God and dead spiritually. Amen. When they receive spiritual life through faith in Christ, the Bible likens it to a rebirth. Only those who are born again have their sins forgiven and have a relationship with God. Amen. That's pretty simple. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You are saved by the grace of God. Amen. There is nothing you could add to this, for you are saved by the grace of God. You cannot add anything to that. It is the mercy and grace of God through his Son, Jesus Christ. You are saved by the grace of God through faith. Amen. And that not of yourself. There is nothing that you could do, but hearers of the word. And how do you get faith? By hearing the word. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And then you apply faith to the word of God because, and you believe, this is faith, because you are saved by the grace of God. It is a free gift. Amen. It says, it is the gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9. Amen. How does that come to be? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 states, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. When one is saved, he or she has been born again, spiritually renewed, and is now a child of God by right, has a new birth, a spiritual birth, trusting in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and one who paid the penalty for the sins when he died on the cross. Jesus Christ is the only one that paid the penalty for sins when he died on the cross. This means to be born again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. In Matthew 18, chapter 18, verse 3. And he said, verily, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Is Jesus telling us something different here? No, it's the same thing. To be converted is to be born again. How does one be converted? How does one be born again? It is the new birth, the spiritual birth. When one comes to Jesus Christ and is born of the Spirit, he or she is converted. Amen? Glory goes to God. Now, it is the grace of God. In Titus chapter 2, at verse 11, starting at verse 11, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men." Amen. There's not so many people out there that did not hear about the grace of God. "For the grace of God that brings salvation had appeared to all men." Now, this is the true grace of God, that the grace that brings salvation. Verse 12, "teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." In other versions of the Bibles, "in this present world" says "in this evil world." So "in this present world" means in this time, in this age, in this evil age. Amen. So the true grace of God that brings salvation is supposed to teach us denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. 13, "looking for that blessed hope, that the glorious appearings of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Amen. Does everybody understand what this scripture is saying? "Who gave himself for us," Jesus Christ gave himself for us, "that he might redeem us from iniquity." Because this is what the grace of God is supposed to do to us when we are born again, born from above, converted, spiritual children of God. And this is because Jesus Christ gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Amen. Zealous means you're on fire for God, of good works. "These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you." Amen. Glory goes to God. And this is what it means to be born again and born from above. Glory goes to God. Now, is there anybody out there that is not born again and by listening to the word of God made a decision for Christ because of what his word and the Holy Spirit has touched you? And God is calling you to repentance. We're going to pray for you and pray with you a simple step of prayer. This particular prayer does not save anyone. What it is the Holy Spirit has touched you and called you to repentance. And as an act of obedience to God, you're giving your life to Christ. And we are going to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. "But as many as received him," Jesus Christ, "to him gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God." Born of the will of God. Amen. John 3:16. Like we read earlier, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die for our sins on the cross." John chapter 10, verse 10 says, Jesus said, "I come that you may have life and life in abundance." Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and came short of the glory of God." In Romans 6:23, "The result of sin is death, a spiritual separation from God. Jesus died in our place so that we could have a relationship with God." Romans 5:8, But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But it didn't end there on the cross. On the third day, he is risen, and he's alive forevermore. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He was raised from the dead on the third day. Amen. John 14, 6. Jesus is the only way to God. And Romans 10, 9. If we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, then confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So we're going to pray for you and pray with you. If you want to give your life to Christ, amen. Father God in heaven, I confess that I am a sinner, Lord. And I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. And I'm asking you now to forgive me of all my sins. I believe that you send your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for me on the cross. And I believe on the third day he is risen. Lord Jesus Christ, come in my heart and cleanse me with your precious blood and make me whiter than snow. Fill my heart with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that I may serve you forever. And put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen and amen. Glory goes to God. This is the scripture that I wanted to share with everybody, what it means to be born again. And if you took that simple step of prayer, a simple step of faith, welcome to the family of God, and God bless you. And that's the first step. That's the baby step. You have to be in the Word of God on a daily basis to grow in the Spirit. And you have to walk in the Spirit in order to have fellowship and have a relationship with God. Amen? So welcome to the family of God, and God bless you. And thank God for His Word. Amen. And amen. I have a question here. Reborn again, that means getting baptized. Amen. Baptized in the Holy Spirit, really, being born again is to walk from being in the flesh and carnal minded and a change, being born of the Spirit. And baptism actually is an act of obedience because we are saved. If anybody goes out there and gets baptized before they knew Jesus, it doesn't mean nothing. But when a person is a sinner, confesses to God they need a Savior, except Jesus, you are saved. The man on the cross was not baptized, but he received and believed in Jesus. But yet he wasn't baptized, and Jesus told him, today you would be with me in paradise. So baptism of itself is an act of obedience. That means we are ready to follow in Christ's footsteps, and that's the only thing that we could do on our own as a statement of our beliefs, that we are ready to follow Christ. Amen? And it is a part of being born again. Yes, it is, but it's not the whole part. The true part of being born again is by obeying God and the Holy Spirit, being obedient to God and His Holy Spirit, which includes baptism. Amen? I hope that makes sense. I hope you understood that. And thank you for your comment. Amen. Nancy, back to you.
Amen, Brother Bernie. God bless you. Thank you. We also, first of all, we thank the Lord for that blessing of a word. Amen. Praise God. Well, if anybody has any questions or comments, or please press number one on your keypad, and We will definitely bring you up on board. Amen, and God bless you. All right. Well, praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, Barney, I believe that we're going to pray for everybody. We want to say Happy New Year's to everybody. God bless you all. And may the Lord plant a seed of good fruit in each and every one of you. May the Lord overflow you with love, peace, joy. And may you all have a good New Year. And may this year be a better year. And may this year bring change to all. And I pray that also that this year that more and more would come to the Lord and give their life to Christ. And I pray that more will get stronger and to have more wisdom, knowledge, and guidance, courage, ambition, and for more to get into the Word of God. And may the Lord, like I said, may His Word be a lamp unto your feet always and forever. In the name of Jesus, I also pray tonight that, you know, that we will have more of God and less of this world. So I pray this prayer for this new year, that we would all prosper more in the Lord, and that we will, and that the Lord will intervene in each and every one of us, that we will all grow stronger and better with God, and just for us to give God the glory, because we made it through another year, when, you know, with only with His strength and His wisdom that we get through each and every day. I want to thank the Lord for the air that we breathe, because without Him we don't. Amen. And I want to say God bless you all for coming out and hearing the true word of God. This, we don't sugarcoat it. We're going to speak straight out. But it's up to you to handle the truth and nothing but the truth, because it is only by God's truth that you are set free in the name of Jesus. So I want to say God bless you all. Happy New Year's. And may the Lord just bring you all happiness. Amen. Amen. Bonnie, do you have something to say before we go?
Yes, amen. Somebody asked me on live stream, and he's saying, I'm home. So if we are reborn again, but we still sin, but we ask for our forgiveness, and we have faith that we're going to make it in heaven, we can make it in heaven. Of course, amen. The scripture we read earlier, if you are born again, you're not going to do the same sin over and over and over and over repeatedly. That means you never repented of it. And how could a person even ask for forgiveness of that sin and not mean it and keep going back to it tomorrow and the next day and the next day? Now, repenting means a change of mind, a change of heart. So you turn from that sin and you ask God. We make mistakes. To answer your question, we make mistakes on a daily basis. Those sins, yes, we need to ask God for forgiveness, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, don't make the same mistake over again, but a mistake is a mistake. But a premeditative sin is one that you have planned on doing tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. How can God forgive a sin that is not really repented of? Forgiveness. One has to be repented and ask for forgiveness in order to receive forgiveness. And I hope that makes sense. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, amen. Glory goes to God. And I hope that answered your question, Greasy Gamers on live stream. God bless you. I hope you heard me and I answered your question. Amen. Glory goes to God.
Amen. Amen. Well, if there is any other questions or comments, please, God bless you. Please come up, even for the ones that are dialed in the radio station. Press number 1 on your keypad. We'll be more than welcome to bring you on air. If you have any questions, comments, or prayers, we still do have a few minutes left. And if you do need a prayer, please, God bless you. You're more than welcome to give us your prayers.
Amen. Glory goes to God. Yep.
Okay. Well, amen. Amen. Well, we want to thank the Lord for tonight, and we thank him for his word of truth. Amen. We are here, I believe, we're going to be doing some rescheduling. So we're still here on Mondays and Fridays. For now, Mondays and Fridays still stand, praise God, at 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Mountain Time, and 8 o'clock Pacific Time. So please do not hesitate to come on Monday nights and Friday nights to hear the true word. And I believe that we will see you all next week. Amen. And God bless you all. Barney, did you want to say goodnight to the people?
Amen. Thank you all for joining us. God bless each and every one of you. And yes, we need to be purified by the blood of the Lamb, the word of God, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, and that's the work of the Holy Spirit when we truly are born again. Amen. God bless you for that. On a daily basis, that's right, amen. I want to leave everybody with John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Good night to all, and God bless each and every one of you. Amen.
God bless you all. Good night. We love you all in the love of the Lord, and we will see you next week. Amen.